Back to school means back to routine. Make Kind Breakfast and Kind Breakfast Cereal Bars part of your out-the-door hustle. Kind Breakfast and Kind Breakfast Cereal Bars are made with real, nutrient-dense ingredients. Include Kind Breakfast or Kind Breakfast Cereal Bars as part of a complete morning meal for sustained energy from 100% whole grains. Plus, with oh-so-good flavors like dark chocolate cocoa and blueberry almond, everyone will be smiling out the door. Kind snacks are gluten-free, giving your family convenient snacks to make it from homeroom to the boardroom and back in time for pickup. Life is about to get even more hectic, but the way you snack doesn't have to be. With Kind Nut Bars for an afternoon or late-day snack on the go, snacking becomes your easiest part of the day. You can enjoy the full line of Kind snacks, including breakfast bars and nut bars, and know you're being kind to yourself with whole nuts or whole grains. So shop delicious flavor and variety packs at Amazon.com right now.
I enjoy dogfighting. I mean, I've just said it now. They've got literally a sound clip of me saying it.
Welcome to MGP 468. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the sheepdog Adam and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 Hello. Are we not going around again?
No.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Bah. How are we all? Are we all excited? Are we all happy to be here? We've just had the longest pre-podcast show. We've basically done an entire podcast already, so we're kind of out of material at this point. We normally talk about all of the things we've got up to. We've covered all that. You lot weren't listening. That's not on us.
Yeah, it's on you. We're all riffed out now. I mean, if anything, let's just call it a night here, eh?
Yeah, did anyone hold anything back for the podcast, or have we used up all our good material now?
I mean, we talked in brief about, I'm not going to go through the whys and what fors of why I now identify as the son from Teletubbies on Twitch, but it did make me realise an angle we're not pursuing that we should start pursuing. And I thought, I was like, Kev will get this. Everyone else was like, I don't think that'll work.
I have no idea where he's going with
this. And I'm like, Kev will get this.
This is troubling me.
We should start just claiming we're certain famous babies from media. Who's going to prove us wrong? I was like, I'm just going to tell people
probably
I was.
The people who were those babies. I imagine it's on their IMDb page.
There is a lady who's famous for being the baby from Teletubbies, but A, most people aren't going to have known that. They're not going to check on the spot. They're going to take your word for it. And B, she wasn't the only baby. They had other babies. She grew up. She's 25 now. But they
are you telling
babies?
Me that wasn't? I always assumed there was just like they took one shot of one baby and reused it. You know, that baby's not there live every episode, surely.
I don't think it's live. But
so
I
why do they need different babies? Well, just use the same baby.
The story's woven, isn't it? The baby needs to be reacting authentically.
I'll level with you. I've never watched an episode of the Teletubbies, so I have no idea.
If every time they did something,
Teletubbies was the wrong time for my kids, I think. They were all about Night Garden and Bear in a Big Blue House and what was that other one? Fimbles.
Yeah, but Andy
Teletubbies
is in
wasn't
between
really the thing.
Your two and he knows Teletubbies.
Yeah, but that's because he's watched CBeebies for the last 18 years. They had a specific like 2 year slot when they were watching it.
If you just started telling people that you were the original Ninky Donk, who's going to prove you wrong?
Sorry, what?
Probably the original Ninky Nonk.
Only if you get, you know, if you fly too close to the sun and they hear.
I invented Tubby Tusted.
This was the thing that I was talking about. I was saying, look, if I start claiming it and then people get wind of it and then I'm a celebrity as the original Teletubbies baby and then she appears in the paper in the sun and I was like, oh, that's quite a funny name for the son of Teletubbies to be in. But if she appears and starts ranting, then that's my goose is cooked. But I'd stay slightly under the radar and don't end up on national television.
I mean, who's frankly, at this point, if you're competing with a human female, you look a lot more like a baby than she does now, so you're probably more legitimate even if it was her.
I did think, look, if they put us side by side in the photos, I've got quite a similar nose. My eyes are blue. It can work. I think we'll pull it off. I just think maybe that's the wrong one to claim, but there's bound to be other babies. I could say I was the baby from Dinosaurs. It'd be fine. That was just a voice of the costume.
Well, that fella who, the fella who's now in Riverdale, who used to be in Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, and was Ross's son. He basically made a career out of being Ross's son and turned into a Disney star. So, you know, it's possible. The young'uns know who I'm talking about. You haven't got a clue who I'm
referring
to.
I have no idea
who
you're talking
about. I know he's blonde and a Cody something.
Yeah, but he was Ross's son on Friends. Then they were twins. So yeah. They were both Ross's son on Friends. And then they did Sweet Life as Zack and Cody on the Disney Channel. And then one of them stopped acting and the other one was in Riverdale.
Well, I mean, don't claim to be him because he sounds like he's still quite famous. So if you start telling everyone you were Ross's son,
well, I'll be
Friends.
His brother, is what I'm thinking. His brother doesn't act anymore. I'll just be his twin brother.
I don't think you can get away with claiming you're in Friends. It's just too big.
I'm the other one out of Zack and Cody. That's gonna be my thing.
They'll never
know I'm the one who's not in Riverdale. That's all the information people need. Because if I'm saying this to people our age, they don't know what any of that means. And they'll just be like, oh, I mean, I can't prove him wrong. He probably is the other one out of Zack and Cody.
If I was Pab, I'd just be saying I was in Biker Grove. They'd believe him.
Yeah, he's got the accent.
People only remember Ant and Deck. They'd be like, all right, what were you? You were just the third one, Ant, Deck and Pab. But
yeah,
they just
exactly.
Dropped Pab when they got famous.
Well, when it was PJ Duncan and Pab, and they changed their names when they became TV presenters. Pabby went into podcasting and kept his original name because he didn't get blinded by paintball.
That's a good point. He dodged. He probably fired the gun.
Yeah. Oh, did you blind PJ? You scum!
He'd be like, I blinded PJ, and everyone would be like, I have always hated you. Never forgiven you for that, Pab. You could become like the greatest villain. Imagine how many pantomimes you would book a year. You know him for blinding PJ. Here he is.
Happy. There you go, Pab.
Don't be sorted there, mate. Candidate publicity that I want for my fear.
You shouldn't have done it then, should you? You should have thought of that. You saw him take off his goggles and you fired anyway. You absolute scumbag.
I think it was two people, wasn't it? Wasn't that the misfortune he had? Was that two people basically...
Yeah, he went blind in one eye. Oh, no, I'm blind in one eye. And then the second shot comes in.
But I think that was
right
it. Kind
into
of,
the other eye.
They leant in shoulder to shoulder, put their guns close to one another, then fired exactly at the same time, and each one went straight into each individual eye. I mean, that's how I remember it. It might not be that nailed on, but in my head, that is it. So Pab and probably Anna, to be fair. Anna, you could claim to be the other person.
Yeah.
They are the two of us with Northern accents. So it would be believable that they were in Biker Grove because they sound exactly like everyone else who is in Biker Grove.
You could claim to be in Grange Hill, Kev. I mean, that would work.
Absolutely. Although if I'd have been in Grange Hill, I would now be in EastEnders, so it doesn't quite add up.
Who says you're not?
It's a very good
People point. Don't check
any,
these things.
Have they got any handsome men in EastEnders these days? I'm probably in. Nobody knows. I'm the guy who I'm that guy in EastEnders. Yeah, that one.
It did also remind me of a bit of a MGP deep cut because there was that point where we realised that literally everyone claims they worked on the original Bulls 3D on the Mega Drive, don't they? I don't know if you remember that. We discovered that little fact, and that's what sent me down a rabbit hole of just people will believe anything. That was on Wikipedia to a point, I think. I checked that the other day, and it's been removed now. But for at least a decade, we were on Wikipedia as the original artists and developers of Bulls 3D.
Well,
on Mega Drive.
For several years, because it used to come up as part of GCSE ICT when I was teaching, for several years, I was on Chris Tarrant's Wikipedia page as his childhood friend.
Yeah, I remember writing it.
I used to include that in lessons.
Oh, God. I asked Toby Tarrant about that on Twitter, and he reacted to it, but I can't remember exactly what he said. I think we were just bringing up the fact that it had been edited on his page, and he found it entertaining. Yeah, see? People believe anything. Wikipedia's... I can just put my name on there as the Teletubbies alumni. I mean, I don't have to say I was that baby. When they go, oh, well, here's season one, it's not you. I'll go, well, I wasn't in season one, was I? I was in season 15. And then no one's going to bother looking that far.
Yeah, but to be fair, season 15, who cares? You're not getting on I'm a Celebrity as a season 15 baby.
We'll see. We'll see.
You need to be an original baby or it's ugh.
All right, I'll say I was the original baby, but she took over because I got too big for the role and ended up being the baby in Twins.
There you go. Problem solved. Have we got any video games to talk about? Or are we just going to keep this going? Because that
I
was
we filled
our 8 minute quota of absolute nonsense. The amount of podcast books I've read, the very few pieces of how to podcast I've exposed myself to over the years, all say don't fall into that trap of just talking absolute waffle for the first 10 minutes. Get straight to the point. People are listening because they want to know the topic. They want to, if you're a gaming podcast, people are there to listen to, they want to know about games. They don't want to hear 10 minutes of nonsense.
I had this literal conversation with someone the other day. I was in a thing and someone asked about advice for podcasting, and I said, I always feel bad because conventional wisdom is that you're supposed to just get on with it. And I said, on my podcast, we'll probably just talk nonsense for 20 minutes and then go, hang on a minute, we should talk about games. And then we crack on. And usually you and I haven't played any, so we rely on that banana. So it's like a 50-50 split of we just derail it and they do all the stuff. And everyone responded going, that sounds perfect. That sounds like exactly the kind of show I'd want to listen to. I didn't tell them the name of it.
Our defence, one of the biggest podcasts in the UK, Jack Mate's Happy Hour, he's got that massive Spotify contract. They literally have a song they sing at the end of the bit where they've caught up with all their nonsense and get onto the topic. They all sing that we're all caught up song. So, you know, us quality podcasters and Jack Mate, this is how we do it. We don't need to get straight into the topic. The topic speaks for itself. I mean, as Sheepdog has alluded to, I've obviously not played anything this week. So if this is an hour-long podcast, if I don't have anything to say on it, that's it. I've done my 10 minutes now. I'm just going to sit back and carry on playing Football Manager like I am right now. I could tell you all about, I've had some shenanigans with Football Manager this week. I've even had Football Manager reaching out in my DMs this week.
You broke the game, didn't you?
I have completely broken the game. I broke the game, yeah. Do you not remember the big yellow box turning up this week?
Yes.
And all my new clothes, all my new Borussia Dortmund clothes, basically. I was managing Real Madrid, but throughout this save, Real Madrid were the fifth club I've got to on this year's non-league legend. There's 150 episodes of this on YouTube if this sounds scintillating and you want to know more. But I was managing Real Madrid, but my heart was really all about getting revenge on Schalke in Germany, because Schalke are the team that I managed third in this year's series. I managed them just as the January sales were happening, and I bought £70 worth of stuff from their website, which was the gilet, all of the shirts. I got like 8 items of clothing because they were all massively discounted in the January sales. I've literally got a box in our wardrobe that is just full of Schalke stuff, and they sacked me after 8 episodes. I didn't even get to wear all of the items that I bought, and they're still just sat in our wardrobe. So my goal for the series then became getting revenge on Schalke. Schalke's closest rival was a Borussia Dortmund. So throughout the save from then on, my goal has been manage Borussia Dortmund, win the Champions League with them, and do a two-fingered salute to Schalke down the road and let them know what they could have won. So when the opportunity came up to manage Borussia Dortmund, because Brendan Rodgers, good old Brendan, had been manager of Borussia Dortmund for years, and he finally got sacked midway through my second season at Real Madrid. We'd already won La Liga in our first season. Things were going very well. We were looking good in the Champions League. We'd got to the semi-final of the Champions League the year before. Things were looking good. I kind of felt I had an expectation that we would win the Champions League, and thought that, you know what? This feels like a good opportunity to jump ship, call this the final season at Real Madrid, apply for the Borussia Dortmund job, but tell them at the interview that I'll take over at the end of the season. Give myself until the end of the season to win the Champions League with Real Madrid, and then march into Germany, already a winner, and Schalke already sucking their teeth and getting a little bit sad about what they know is about to happen. So I applied for the job, had the interview. In the interview, they said, would you like to take over immediately, or do you want to take over at the end of the season? And I'm ready for this. I've been playing this game for 25 years. I know this is an option. Straight in there. I'll take over at the end of the season, please. We went through the rest of the interview. Things went very well. Obviously, I'm a manager who's won La Liga. I've won the Premier League with Norwich. I'm looking like I'm going to win the Champions League this year. Borussia Dortmund are fifth in Bundesliga. They're having a terrible time of things. So, of course, they offered me the job. They came back in with the contract offer. And the contract offer, as promised, was for the end of the season. But it didn't say the end of the season. It had a specific date on it. The date was the 28th of May. And I was like, okay. At the time, I'm like, I think that I'm going to assume that's the end of the season. I'm not gonna. I don't want to get too far down the rabbit hole of checking. I certainly don't want to turn this job down because of something that might happen in the future of Real Madrid. I'm just going to take it. That's what I wanted. I want it. Surely Football Manager's not dumb enough to do what I think it might do. And then it did what I thought it might do. I carried on with Real Madrid to the end of the season, won my way through to the Champions League final. And the Champions League final was on the 30th of May. The reason Borussia Dortmund's season ended on the 28th is because they were in the Europa League. The final of the Europa League was 2 days before the Champions League final. So as soon as the final game they could have possibly played in was done, as far as they was concerned, the season was over. So I'm now contracted into leaving Real Madrid on the 28th of May and having to start work with Dortmund 2 days before my Champions League final. And I'd kind of hoped that the game would recognise this and make it the end of my season, or give me the option to delay for a couple of days, or see some kind of sense. No way to get around it. I downloaded I tried to use the official editor that you have to pay for to try and edit the details, but because I am Mr. Legitimacy, I have the editor disabled on my save, so I couldn't use the official editor. So I downloaded a third-party editor to see if that could do it. You can change the transfer date of players, but you can't change the contract date of managers. And it also has in big red letters on there, you can't change what club human managers are managing. So I couldn't even let myself go to Dortmund, then change myself back to Madrid, change myself back to Dortmund again with the edit. It wouldn't let me do any of that. So basically, it got to the 28th of May, 2 days before the Champions League final, and I'd leave and go and become manager of Borussia Dortmund. So I had to add a new manager called Temporary Kev as Real Madrid manager for 2 days, who now has a managerial record of manager of Real Madrid for 2 days, one Champions League win, and then he retired on the pitch after the game and his data was removed. So although I have now won the Champions League in this year's non-league to legend, it doesn't show up anywhere on my managerial record. And yeah, this is Jose Mourinho's half a Carabao Cup that he got at Spurs. That's what I'm calling this. This is my half Champions League, my Champions League with an asterisk. And yeah, I had Football Manager get in my DMs this evening asking if I could send him the save file so they could have a look and make sure it doesn't happen again. To which I replied, I mean, if you'd have asked 4 days ago, you could have done. But I record my videos in advance. I'm well ahead of that now. I can give you the save file as it is, but it's like October and I'm already at Dortmund. So I don't think it's going to help much. I just described the situation and they've said they're going to try and make sure it's fixed for FM23 and that sort of nonsense never happens again. But yeah, it's not great.
I feel like it's probably good for somebody who makes content because it was very entertaining and I did watch the video.
I'll tell you what, views were up massively this week. Perfect. couldn't have wished for anything better. Thank you, Football Manager. Because the best thing as well, it happened to someone else on Reddit on Monday. So it blew up on the front page of Football Manager Reddit on Monday. Then the out of context Football Manager Twitter account has got like 200,000 followers. They tweeted the Reddit story out on Tuesday. So everyone's copying me and going, Kev, look, it's happened to someone else. My video doesn't come out until Thursday, so by then there's this massive buzz of this thing in Football Manager being broken. Then all of a sudden I swan along and go, oh, look, it really is. Let me show you. I'm quite impressed how polite Football Manager were to me in the DMs, because I think if I was their social media guy, I would have come in and said, Kev, for goodness sake, could you not have contacted us a week ago and asked us to fix it? Why have you just gone with it? Well, the answer is, boys and girls, because it was content, and it was much better content than just having it quietly fixed in the background. So, you know what? If you don't want me to expose your flaws, don't have them.
I mean, for them, it's surely as well, seeing that on socials, you've just talked about it on here. They're going to get people going, oh, I haven't played that in years.
And by the way, it is free this weekend on all platforms. So if you do want to play it, it is a Football Manager free weekend on Epic, on Steam, and on Xbox. So there you go. Even if they are cross with me, yeah, see? What are you going to say to me now?
Our listeners should all have Game Pass by now, though. Come on. It's on there.
That's true.
We keep telling you. Speaking of that...
Some of them are idiots, though. Slow learners.
Kevin!
I saw...
Oh, Anna, you know some of our listeners are idiots. You've met some of them that are idiots.
No, I
There's some of them who we've met and we've talked about on the way home. Oh, so, you know.
Yeah, you're always talking about them. I defend them. I'm always like leaping to their defense.
Some of them are indefensible. And they know which ones they are as well. Some of them are proper weird. MGPX. Oh, my word. Oh, my word.
So there was debate about what, like, there was a bit of, I can't speak. There was a debate about perfect games the other day. And people were talking about what they love and what was great. And it became a thing where everyone was saying that Hollow Knight is a perfect game. And all of the people involved in the conversation were raving about it. And I was like, I played 9 minutes of that game and stopped. Turned out it was 12 minutes, I found out later. But they were all like, no, I did the same. You've got to try it. So this week I've been streaming Hollow Knight. And it is actually really, really good. Having played Mario Maker and got very frustrated with it, I thought Mario was like the most polished platformer you could possibly have because it's Mario and all the money is in it. But that game is so finicky and stupid sometimes, it winds me up. Whereas Hollow Knight's jumping goes exactly where I expect it to, how I want it to, where I want it to, every time. And it just feels like I'm not fighting the controllers, I'm fighting the puzzle, and I can do the puzzle eventually. And everything's running smooth. And I'm like, this is actually really good. I kind of thought I'd be playing it thinking, yeah, it's all right. It's, you know, whatever. But I'm really enjoying it. It's been really fun. And I was trying to remember, I'm sure one of you said that you didn't like it or you'd found it a bit frustrating or something.
I think I got it on Switch and
yeah, I don't probably understand it.
Probably gave it less time than you did and just decided I didn't really know what was going on and didn't bother with it.
I think
there's so much to choose from on the Switch. If it doesn't grab me within 30 seconds, I'm moving on.
So this, I think the problem I had when I first played it was I jumped down into... I think the idea of the game is you're kind of going deeper and deeper into this like underground world and meeting...
Jamiroquai style.
And meeting characters and visiting
cities.
See,
I got Paddy with that one! I got him there!
And, you know, and the bugs you fight get harder and there's bosses and stuff. So, you know, that's the gist of it. It's like a normal platform. So I think I went into the underground 15 minutes or whatever and was like, I don't know where I'm going. I'm lost. It's confusing. And that was me done. You know, I'm like, I don't like repeating myself over and over again and getting lost and getting confused. That starts making me feel a bit ill. So I think I hadn't been playing it on a stream environment. And I'm not saying the stream haven't been sat there going, go right, sheepdog, or anything like that. They've not been telling me exactly what to do. But I think there is the odd point where I'm like, I don't really get this. And then because I'm talking it through, there's people there that can kind of go, yeah, I think that makes sense or whatever. Whereas when I tried to play it on my own, I was just like going in little loops. And I don't even know what confused me before because I started it up and it must have been a good 2 hours before I got any kind of confusion this time. Whereas, as I say, my previous save was like 12, 15 minutes, it turned out. And it just seems really cool. It's just got a really good vibe, good music. The characters are very cute. You know, there's lots of these little sort of skull-headed creatures and bugs and little... Like, I was thinking there's this map guy that hums this little tune, and every time I hear it, I'm like, that's the kind of tune I can just imagine Anna being earwormed by and just humming it around the house, because there's lots of characters like that who just have these little hums they do. And so I had it in my head that you'd played it and didn't really get it. Like what you said is pretty much, I think, what you said last time someone brought it up. I probably reviewed it for half an hour despite only playing 15 minutes of it before. No, I'm really enjoying it. It's been a really fun stream playing it. It's an excellent game. Apparently, I said, oh, how long is it? And they were like, well, it's 15 hours for the story, really, if you're decent at it. Like, not decent as in it's hard, but like, if you just crack on. But it's also like 60 plus hours if you want to try and do everything. And I was like, well, that is the kind of game I'd quite like to stream, because if I'm playing it and I get near the end and everyone's suddenly a bit like, you know what, yeah, let's move on. I can just complete it and I'm done. But if it's actually like, yeah, this is awesome, it's got a lot of mileage to it. There's apparently bosses in there that are absolutely ludicrous. You know, it's... I think Sub said, he's one of our listeners, said, you're basically playing a Dark Souls Metroidvania. Pab's going to lose his mind.
I've been sat here waiting for you to say, you know what you're playing, sheepdog? You know what you're playing?
Yeah, I know.
You may Goff, you give me for playing him.
But that's it. So, Pab, I'm assuming this is... Nope. You know, you love this then, no? You don't like it?
Nope.
Why not?
Pab doesn't like Metroidvanias.
No, I don't.
just like saying it every podcast for 12 years.
He tries all of them.
I just find myself playing them.
His outcome is always, I don't like it. I don't like Metroidvanias. You don't listen to his reviews.
By that point, I'm doing my admin. what don't you like about him? Is it just the fact that it's a bit kind of find your way?
Yeah, I feel like I used to always say I don't like a game where it's like you can't do this now, come back when you've got such and such a thing. And it's like I don't want to be backtracking and ping ponging around the map and doing that.
See, I'm quite enjoying that the levels it's like one big massive level that's all interconnected, but you just can't get to bits, and that I feel like that's clever design, really, but I know what you're saying. Like, you know, in a Mario, it's like, oh, this is just a map we've drawn, and each circle you stand on sends you to a level that's a different file, whereas this is one big file you're kind of navigating around, and there's just different points. That feels like a bit more intricate, you know.
Oh, yeah. Dark Souls.
Yeah, this is what they said. They were just like, that's how Dark Souls and all of that works. So I was, the more people tell me about this stuff, the more I'm like, do you know what? I didn't think I was the kind of person who quite liked hard games, but I'm terrible at them. Don't get me wrong. Like, if you want someone who absolutely sucks at them and it takes them, you know, 2 hours to do something really trivial, but then suddenly they beat a boss on their third try, that's basically how I am. I'll jump and fall off a ledge 400 times, and then I'll spend 4 attempts beating some ludicrous... Someone said to me, that boss you just beat is probably in the top 5 hardest bosses of the game. And I was like, oh, that took like 5 attempts. Yeah, okay. And then I couldn't get past a room where this mushroom just kept going at me, and I kept repeating it. It was like it kept making the noise, and I couldn't help but make the noise back, and then it was just throwing me. That's getting me a lot as well. There's a lot of noises in it that I just feel obligated to make back. It's a good game. It's very good. Revisit it. Kevin and I revisit it.
I mean, you've just said it's got boss battles that you have to do 5 times. I ain't doing anything 5 times. So there's no chance I'm playing it.
It didn't feel like it was frustrating, though. I don't know. That's probably the difference for me. I knew what I needed to do. It was just...
frustrated that I have to do up my second shoelace after I've done the first one.
Why don't you get slip-ons? I've got ones that don't have to do up at all.
I have elastic laces on my lace-up shoes as well, so I don't have to tie them up. That's my point. I don't like to repeat things. It makes me flaily.
It annoys me if I slip them on in the morning and then I think, well, I ain't taking them off just to put them on again later, so I have to wear shoes all day in the bloody house. Thursdays are a nightmare because that's bin day. I put my shoes on, I go out, I come back, and I'm like, now I can't walk on the carpet.
You need to get yourself a pair of slippers.
Stay in the bloody side room because I don't want to stand on the carpet wearing shoes, and I don't want to take them off and put them on again. It's hard being me. I mean, I could walk around the outside and go in the side door. That's an idea for the future.
Well, there you go. We've sold Sheepdog's biggest problem in his life.
Yeah, a problem of the week, let's say. I did have a problem. The wind blew all the bins down, and I was like, well, what's the etiquette here? Do I go out and clear up everybody's rubbish because they're idiots? So I pretended I hadn't noticed, and then a bit of rubbish
blew. That's definitely the thing. Pretend you've not noticed. That's what I do.
Yeah, so I thought, I haven't noticed. I'll just continue putting stuff in my bin. It'll be fine. And then a bit of rubbish. As I'm thinking, I just won't notice. I can just go, oh, I didn't look over there. I'm sorry. A little bit of rubbish pops out of my bin and blows in a perfect straight line right over to where all the bins have fallen over. And I walked up to it, picked it up, and thought, now they've got me. Like, now, anyone who's got, like, I mentioned about the people having their cameras up. I was like, if anyone checked the cameras, which they wouldn't. I know they wouldn't. But if anyone did, they'd be like, he stood next to it and didn't do anything. So I was like, what is it? And I'm looking at this.
Should have just left and stuck a post-it note on it saying, clean your bins up.
I looked down at it all, and it was just like disgusting mess. There was just slime everywhere. And I was like, okay, no, I'm getting out of here. And as I was going in, somebody else came out. And I was like, no, I've been seen. But then they went in as well. So I thought, okay, they've done the same thing as me. They've looked at the disgusting mess. But half hour later, it was gone. I don't know whether the wind just picked up and blew it off even further or whether someone cleaned it. But I feel like I got away with that. But there is footage
always...
of me.
There is always a do-gooder who'll just get it done. When our bins all blew over, eventually they just got cleaned up. And that was, they were our bins.
When it snowed here, one of them was sending messages around WhatsApp asking for all the men to pop out and dig up the road so that everyone could get to work.
I would have just replied, you sexist pig. I'll send my wife out to do the digging.
But B, I was like, what swear word do I use here? Like, in the end, I just put my phone down, but I was ready to tell them to get stuffed. I was thinking, hey, I'm not going anywhere in this. Like, light drizzle will stop me going out. But B, like, dig up the roads. Get over yourselves, idiots. But they all went out, apparently. There was a big, oh, aren't you all good? And I was like, no, not having that. Not having that.
Pour some hot water out of the kettle on there. That won't ever cause a problem.
Well, I mean, yeah, or throw
water
salt around.
In the snow is fine.
I went out and threw table salt over my pathway. It worked wonders. I've only done that once, and it didn't really work, to be fair. It made a little bit of difference.
You need proper salt, not table salt.
It was slug-free, let me tell you that.
You need some rock salt.
Oh, I know, because I used to throw that. My job when I was 18 was looking after that block of flats, and I used to have to get up. If it was going to snow, I had to get up early and sprinkle the rock salt around. And after doing it about 10 times, someone said to me, I'm just getting everyone new gloves for when they throw the rock salt out. Do you need a new pair? And I was like, gloves? And they're like, you're not supposed to touch it or ruin your hands. I was like, is that why my hands have been like completely destroyed for the past 2 months? Because I've been handling salt and no one had told me. I'm like digging my hand in, just throwing it around and wondering what the hell was going on. And I should have put two and two together, but my hands were wrecked. I'd spent so much money on like cocoa butter hand cream and stuff like that trying to fix my hands. I'm just going more and more expensive, thinking it was just the quality of the hand stuff and not the fact that I was handling, oh god, honestly, like that's true. That's
all no accurate. One's doubting it.
Yeah,
no one doubts that that's true.
But yeah, Hollow Knight, really good game. Everyone should play it. It's
that's
on Game
all
Pass.
Part of his review. Pre-planned. This was on the script.
Yeah, it's also on Steam and all of that. Like, come on, most of you probably played it by now. But one thing that I've seemed to have hopped on it at the right time, because everyone was saying there was supposed to be an announcement about the sequel soon, and
it's still not come out.
No, jeez. And I feel like the discussion was how it's almost becoming a little bit of like a Half-Life 3 situation where it won't live up to the hype because people are so excited. This is, you know, if people like this, they like it to the nth degree, and it's like the you know, although me being a contrarian, I'm like, oh, I don't know that I feel like it's the best game ever. You know, it's no Chrono Trigger, which the sequel to that is out on Switch at the moment, and I need to get it. It is good. I am really enjoying it. It's got a very good charm to it, and I'm hoping that I'll complete it, and then they'll go, oh yeah, the second one's out in a month, and I'll be like, boom, I'll stream that as well. You know, it'll be good. But it's been fun, and if you like it, and apparently a lot of people just like watching it back because they enjoyed it, I'm playing it on my usual stream time, so come and watch me. But I played a bit of Guardians of the Galaxy and a bit of Mario, but I'm no further on either of them than where I was, so Hollow Knight's my main thing this week. But yeah. Over to you two, unless Kev wants to put an ad in.
Of course I want to put an ad in. Pab, sell me something.
Still Standing is a podcast of hope. My name is Allie Patterson, and I am your host. On this podcast, you're going to hear stories from people who have encountered a living God and found help and hope in their real life. No matter what your life is like right now or what you think of God, I hope you hear stories like yours, and I hope you walk away thinking there's hope for me too. Everyone on this podcast would gladly say it's because of Jesus that I am still standing. Come find out why.
There we go. Well, me and Sheepdog, as ever, successfully fill the first half hour. We can stretch No Gaming out a long way, it seems. You two, talk about your actual games, but make it snappy. You've only got half a show left.
Anna.
You've got a new game. In fact, you've both got the same new game. You have common ground to discuss.
What? Star Wars?
Lego Star Wars
Lego
thing.
Star Wars. So I've only ever seen one Star Wars. Something of the Return of the Something.
Something of the Return.
I saw...
You're naming two, so you must have seen both of them.
Returned. Something
Return of the Jedi or The Empire Strikes Back or...
No, The Phantom Menace, I think I've seen.
Brilliant. How did you name three other films?
We're as bad as each other. I've only ever seen part of the first one, but I walked in on Anna the other day and I said, oh, you're at that bit, the cantina's around the corner. Have they played the song yet? And she's like, how the hell do you know any of that? I like the song. But I like the song. I used to have a 10-hour loop of it that I'd play in my classroom sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my word. I mean,
kids would come back into my classroom throughout the day, and in between lessons, they stick their head in the door to make sure it was still on. I'm like, yeah, of course it's still on. Fantastic. I like it.
Yeah, I used to do that with Epic Sax Guy. The repetition used to kill me after like 30 minutes or so, so I couldn't do it. Don't have the endurance you have.
I am so, Mr. Endurance.
Yeah, I've only seen one.
Flip that.
And, so I have no idea what's going on in any of these things. Like, I know it make references to the films, but I'm like, huh? I don't know.
Having
what's
not
going
seen
on.
The films, you have no idea. This is all original content.
But like you said the other day, it's Lego, and Lego games have charm, and you just want to hit things, and I like hitting things. With Lego, it's cool. The whole world, I don't understand how it works. Like, you're going back to places you've been to before, but then it's all a bit of a mismatch that I am still trying to figure out. There's no tutorial in this game, so it gives you no it doesn't tell you.
Is it levels like a typical Lego game, or is
yes,
it
but
more
in between
world,
the levels,
like the...
there's hub levels.
Okay.
And then like you go around these, because like now you can, it's like an RPG. You have to collect these blue crystal Legos, and then you can upgrade your health, or upgrade your running, or upgrade your how you get all the coins to come to you. You can get that, and there's like a hot. There's like they're your core. They're your core abilities, but then you have all your Jedi abilities, Scoundrel abilities, Hunter abilities. There's just abilities everywhere, and you have to find these crystals. And there's over 1,000 of these crystals to find. 1,000. And, like, not, like, I can remember the Indiana Jones one. I really enjoyed that one, because every time you would go to a level, you could, like, where the secret areas are, you would have, like, the people in your group to do them. Not all of them, but most of them that were, like, blaringly obvious at you. But this time, you can't. And then you have to unlock these people, like, the people that you need to do these, like, to get into, like, secret areas. But you can't unlock them until you've done that, like, episode. But then you can't do that episode until you've done until you've done the episode that you're in. Like, everything is locked. You have to start at the first one. You can't unlock all the 9 films, as it were. Because I don't like to go back, because that just...
Is that what this is? All 9 films in one Lego-y game?
Yeah.
I haven't really read about it, so I should probably tell. But that sounds a little bit more intriguing. Interesting.
So, like, I remember when it first came out, like, the first Lego Star Wars, and I played all that with all the mumbling and stuff. Now it has voice acting and stuff, but you can find these, like, tickets in the world, and they will open up options. Like, you can have the mumbling back instead of the talking, if you like that kind of thing. I prefer the talking, because I don't want to watch screen and, like, read as well what they're saying. But you can have that turned on. You can have, like, fun colours. You can have them with, like, big heads. Just, like, all weirdness. But you can find them in the game, which is fun. But it's just, I don't understand what's going on. So I just play it, and, like, it goes, follow me, and I go over there to go and see what's over there first. But it's Lego. Like, you like Lego. You like a bit of space. Because, like, the space bits, when you go into space, I love them bits. I don't know why. After I figured out how to turn the controls around, because that was doing my head in. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I hate inverted controls. Yep. It does my head in. I can't work it. But I like them bits. I've done, because you're in the space and you can see where you're supposed to go, but then there's like rocks that you can go and blow up. I don't know why, but I find that entertaining to blow the blocks up for the coins to come out. I find that insane. And there's like fights that you have to do, like the just random spot over there, go over into that spot, and you've got a fight, like dog fighting going on. I enjoy that, don't know why. I just do.
Did you say you enjoy dog fighting?
She yeah, in the sky.
Yeah, clarify that. I mean, come on. Someone might sound clip that. Oh, I enjoy dog fighting. I mean, I've just said it now. They've got literally a sound clip of me saying it.
I love my dog. Gosh, no. But I'm sure it's called like dog fighting.
Other people's dogs she likes to see fight.
No dogs, no. But yeah, it's Lego. It's fun. It was one of the cheapest games I've bought this year. So, you know, it's like it's on everything. It's like £38. I was like, Kev says he's gonna get it on the Switch 4 when he goes on holiday. I have it on PlayStation 5, and you just mess about. Like, but I have no idea what's going on. I don't know where any of these places are. I know characters slightly, but again, like I was playing this one bit and thinking, no idea who you are or why I'm fighting you, but the pun name of the level was Better Call Maul, I think his name was, but like they made a play on Better Call Saul. So that was fun. That's a funny thing, but yes, Lego. Go play. Was it make fun? Is that what Lego means? Something like that.
What are you saying?
Lego means something. I'm sure it's like have fun or make fun or something. That's what Lego means.
I'm going to Google it. I'm holding my phone. Doesn't say it means anything. I'm sure it is.
Somewhere.
Abbreviation of two Danish words, leg got, which means play well.
There you go, play well. I know it was something. So I played that. I got to the end. I think it's the end of Ghostwire Tokyo. I've not gone through that yet because I've still got loads to do in the map. It's like it tells you that you're going to get, like, you can come back and do all them things, but two missions won't be available after you've done it to come back. I don't know why. But yeah, so I'm just clearing up the map in that. I like that game. It's a good game. It's so pretty, and it's just there's so much like variety of things to do, and I really like it. And I hope they make another one, and I hope there's like DLC. I really enjoy it. One thing I did do the other day, so like you can dress your character up. I don't know why, because you're in first person. You don't really see them unless you're in like a cutscene or in your menu. But I was just going through them, and like you've got your tops and your sunglasses and t-shirts, and then right down at the bottom there's like special suits, like suits that are already made. One of them was a vault hunter, a vault dweller. So now my character is from 111 vault, and he's wearing the whole vault suit, and I think that is epic. But you only see him in cutscenes, so it's really funny when he's like sat down with a dog and you're in a vault suit, and I'm like, why is a vault suit in this? But then I remembered, oh, it's Bethesda, so of course they've put like a special Easter egg in there, so that's fun. And then today, for no reason, I've gone back to Dying Light 2. I've started it on my other profile because I forgot the controls, so I'm just playing the first couple of hours to get back to the controls, to go back to my other profile to finish the game. Because I'm sure that was nearly done. I'd put in like 100 hours, so I think I need to finish that. No Wonderlands this week. I was waiting for the patch to come out. There's a big patch coming because some of it is just a little bit broken, and it was doing my head in. I like the game, but I think the patch has just been posted. I was looking online, 9:30. So hopefully I can get back to that and enjoy it some more. What else have I done? I played Slay the Spire. That is a card game. So it's like a card game. where you there's a map and you can, it's really weird, it's like a, there's a map with a bunch of places you can go, but you can only go forward, you can't go back. So you can like go, you start a monster, you kill them. When you kill them, you get like coins and cards, and then you can pick a card for your deck. And then your next one, if there's a fork in the road, you could left or right. The left could be like a merchant, and the right could be like a big boss, an elite boss. And you just do that all the way up to like the top, and like you can upgrade cards and stuff. But I don't quite know what some of the cards do. So I've got them. I don't know what they do. But I played one round. I got to the top and he killed me. And he only had like 20 health left. But he outsmarted me with his cards and I died. So I turned that off. It was free. Huh. I was just looking for something to have a look at. Then I installed SpongeBob SquarePants Rehydrated. I deleted that promptly. It was awful. I don't know what I was thinking. I was just, you know, when you're one of them days, because like my Lego hadn't come, and I was just like, oh, what do I play? I need something. Just, I don't need to think about, oh, I don't like it at all. It's just, it was clunky, it was horrible, it was just, yeah. It was just like
a PS2 game.
Oh, is it?
A remake of a PS2 game, I think.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's not very fun. I was just like, go over there, go away. Like, I deleted it promptly. Did not like that. I put my Xbox on for a little bit. I downloaded a bunch of games, but then I was still waiting for them to download, so I didn't play anything. But I did turn it on this week. I haven't turned it on in such a long time. The thing is, I am playing $10.99 a month for Game Pass, but I'm the only person in this house using it is the child upstairs. So he's getting his $10.99 a month out there. He loves the Disney adventures. He's now playing NFL. I don't know why. He's never watched it in his life, but loves NFL. He likes NFL. NFL is such a weird game. Have you ever watched it? Like the game? I don't understand. Yeah. But he loves it. He thinks it's the best game next to, Goat Simulator. Loves it. That's it for me. That's all I've... Is that all I've done? Yes, that's all I've done. Onto Pab.
Abby.
To me, it's really funny because you've mentioned many things this week. All of you have. So, Sheepdog's been playing Metroidvania Dark Souls likes. Anna said she was playing Slay the Spire, which is technically a kind of a roguelite. Something that I've...
Oh, yeah, because like, you get
playing
a new...
Pokemon, Pab.
You get a new... avatar, don't you, every time you start again?
Well, you start again and you restart and do it, start from the bottom of the chain and you go again and you try and beat that boss again. If you don't win, you start again.
But do you get anything like...
Things carry over, certain things carry over, but you also lose things as well. If you... I can't remember how it works, Slay the Spire, whether you... I think you keep the deck, I think.
Right.
Maybe. I could be completely wrong, but I've not played a ton of it. But from what I remember, I feel like you're consistently building your deck up, but you obviously lose progress and you've got to start again.
Mm.
And it's all randomised as well, so your path isn't going to be the same the second time.
Oh, okay.
And you've been mentioning Game Pass, and I don't subscribe to Game Pass anymore.
You pervert.
I will promptly subscribe back to Game Pass the second I want to play a game, but I think since Halo came out in December, I haven't touched it.
Mm.
And I think to myself, I'm paying $10.99 a month to do nothing with it. So I thought,
I still subscribe to both the PlayStation things that have now merged.
Well, that's the thing. That's daft. I don't think...
Daft.
I think my PlayStation Plus will probably lapse this time. because I don't overly need the games that come with it. And yeah, I just thinking, like, I've just been going through, like, what I actually pay for and, like, thinking, what do I actually use? So I have cancelled the Game Pass for now. Like I say, as soon as I want to play something, I'll subscribe again. But if I'm just sitting here, I'm not idly sitting by and paying it for the chance of finding it. If I find something I want to play, I'll play it. But until that moment, I'll keep that $10.99 a month in my pocket, I suppose. So what have I played? Yes, I have played the Lego Star Wars game. Full disclosure, I was provided a copy from a friend who worked on the game.
Not good enough friend to get us all a copy, though, apparently.
Well, I doubt he'll have...
to invite them on the show. I mean, could have come on, talked about Star Wars. I talked about taking my bins out, Pab. we could have been talking to... I'm assuming it's Luke Skywalker. What's his face?
Yes, sure.
Friends of him. Mark Hamill, that's it.
Mark Hamill,
my brain kept going, Danny DeVito. It's not Danny DeVito. Stop saying Danny DeVito. Mark Hamill. I don't know why.
Mark Hamill, you moron.
I mean, I'm not a Star Wars fan. Why would I know? Mark Hamill. But yeah, he could have been here. He could have heard my story about the bins.
I'm sure I'd have loved that, Mark Hamill.
I bet he would have loved it. Peter Molyneux loved hearing about me drinking coffee next to him.
I'm sure he did.
He's been back several times since.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have played roughly about 3-ish hours, probably a bit more. And Anna is right, you do have all 9 films to play through. And it is, like, massive, like, what the possibilities you could do. If you just want to play the story, you can probably get through each individual film, probably, I want to say maybe in just over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, it plays through like an abridged version of the film. You kind of like go through the cutscenes and play through like the levels within each film. And it is slightly abridged with, like I said, there's kind of like, I can't even describe what it is. It's like the sort of like hub worlds that kind of like tell that they're like, you know, like you mentioned before, Sheepdog, the levels in Mario World and whatever, yeah, and you have like an overworld, don't you? And you have like a path to like from one level to another. It kind of does that, and it kind of like, so you carry on the story going through the game, but then you kind of like can go from level to level with like this like kind of like branching following path that you kind of just go through, and you can do side quests. There's so many different I think they're called rumors, effectively side quests, and you go around and do these like different bits and pieces and figure out what they actually want from you, and you get different bricks from it. I think they're called Kyber bricks, and the things you unlock, and they're the ones that upgrade your, that let you purchase the upgrades. Like mm-hmm. Anna said, and there are, it's extensive. There's a lot to the upgrade stuff. There's a lot of stuff. They've put so much more in this to the, like, compared to previous ones. I feel like even the last one I played was, we can't have been Lego Batman 3. It must have been Lego Marvel, maybe.
I think
so
it was
more.
Superhero villain, let League of Legends know.
Yeah, yeah.
Legends, you know what
DC,
I mean.
DC villains, yeah. That's right. That is right. I did get that on that. I own that on Switch. But yeah, they've completely overhauled it, but it's like completely, they've put so much more into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you do all the, you do like different, like you do the branching paths to the levels, and the levels kind of all into, you play like, sort of another level, and it goes out again out of that level. You finish it, and you go on another path to some, to another level, and all within this kind of slightly, like I say, slightly abridged version of the film, but it interjects that Lego humour and fun to it. And there's there's constant, like, it's like gags and jokes, just constantly just in the background. It's just stuff that you've seen in the background. It's not even, oh, it's something they say. And I can't decipher yet. I don't think it is the movie dialogue. I don't think it is. Because they say things that aren't in the film. I know that for a fact. So I can't decide whether they have spliced movie dialogue in with like re-recorded stuff. They can't have done that. I feel like they've re-recorded everything. Because there are certain lines that are from the film, but I don't think they are from the actual film themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, like Anna said, there are like space moments. You are actually flying vehicles and doing the, there's a whole Hoth mission, which was good. Took me back to Shadows of the Empire on 64, playing that one today. And then there's whole flying stuff in space. There's all the Death Star trench run. There's all different things in there. All the music's in there. All the different stuff's in there. And so far, like I said, it's been pretty damn good. I have enjoyed. It's been a nice, like, calming. Like,
it's not Elden Ring.
Sorry, it's not Elden Ring. It's a nice, like, palette swap sort of thing. So, cause, yeah. Like, it can't. It's much more chill. Let's be honest. And I'm not. But if I'm, all I've done realistically is just kind of just gone story beat, story beat, story beat. But if I wanted to, I could probably spend hours in these levels just collecting all the bits.
Oh, yeah, that's all what the I've been blocks. Doing.
I've not done. I've pretty much just gone story, 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 story. Just because I kind of want to see it. The cutscenes are like, the cutscenes look like the Lego Movie kind of cut, mm-hmm. you know, videos. They actually look like, so they're not, the graphics themselves aren't that to that level, but they're still very, very good. But the actual cutscenes and stuff, are the pre-rendered stuff is, like I say, pretty much Lego Movie standard for me. Yeah, so far, so it is very, very good. I've enjoyed it. What I've played so far, like I said, I've played about 3 hours. And I've done, I feel like I've done all of A New Hope and I'm 3/4 of the way through Empire Strikes Back. I just met Yoda and had a chat with Yoda and he's just jumped on my back and I'm running around the Dagobah system with him on my back. So that's what I've been doing.
Someone quote that. Someone make that little clip for me. I want to hear Pab saying, Yoda's jumped on his back. Just, I love that. I'll play that to myself on the dark, lonely nights.
Oh, funny.
But yeah, it seems very, very good from what I've played so far. It's been a nice change of pace compared to the other game, which is continuing to be Elden Ring. I'm at the 90-hour mark now.
Jeez.
I feel like I've slowed down a little bit this week, but I feel like I've just kind of lost my way. I feel like I said this last week, maybe. And I've just been like just digging. I've just been down rabbit holes on YouTube, on like looking for articles and stuff about all the different things that you can find in there. And I'm like, that's insane. I want to go and find this now. So then I just go down a rabbit hole trying to figure out where these things are, what are the coolest spells in the game. So like, how do you get to them? Is it feasible for me to get to them right now? Probably is. I spent probably far too much time farming now. Last weekend, I did farming for a few hours, and then I was just farming and not leveling up. I wasn't leveling up, you know, farm load of runes and then go back to the grace point and level up. I was just farming, reset, farming, reset, farming, reset, and then I found myself with over 1 million runes at one point. I was like, oh my word.
Jeez.
I didn't mean, I just like, well, that's just how it goes.
Wow.
I found a good farming spot to get you 13,000 every reset, and it takes like 5 seconds to do. So
Wow. That's
what I've been doing, and I'm now level 185, which is probably silly territory. And it cost me 250,000 runes to level up, which is insane. I shouldn't be doing that at that point. I probably should just be respecing. I've done some more side quests this week. I thought I'd pretty much done with the side quests that I wanted to do, and I stumbled across one that I couldn't do previously, and I went back to it and like, no, I can do it, and I did it, and I thought I broke the game. but I think it's all fine. It's all fine. Yeah, Elden Ring, Sheepdog. If you're getting into Hollow Knight, you're liking worlds that you can go around, and you're liking sort of similar Dark Souls-esque. Maybe Elden Ring might be for you.
I need to just resist long enough. I've got to pay for my PC, basically. I'll level with you, Pap. I haven't paid for it yet. And the wolf's coming towards the door, and I'm thinking I need to pay for this. Mm. So once I've got that, once I've dealt with that wolf, the floodgates can open. But yeah, I just keep putting it off and buying other things, and I need to stop. I keep doing a Kev, but I'm not making the sweet, sweet spondoolies that Kev's pulling in. So yeah, that wolf's...
I love
the
spondoolies.
I can see the wolf out the window now. He's sniffing around the bins. But yeah, soon.
Good. It's a good game. But yeah, I don't think there's anything else.
Stopped talking.
Oh no, I'll tell you what I did do. I've gone back to Beat Saber this week.
And have you beaten the Saber yet?
I'm playing it like I mean it now.
Before you were just casual, now you're professional, are you?
No, well, so I don't know if you've seen this, Anna or Kev, has played this in the past. The more definition you, or more like, no, it's not forced, but like, the, I don't even know what I'm saying. But you, the way, when you just like cut through a block, if you only cut through it like very gently sort of thing, you get lesser points for it.
Do you?
So you're putting yourself at actual physical risk.
So I'm proper like
flipping around.
It's like it is the first time I'm having to like it is like a serious workout now. This because I am proper like waving around my arms like proper like trying to break these blocks like they're in real life.
I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, and I'm getting like S rank on these though. Usually, if I can get an A, I'm happy. But because
S rank, jeez.
Because you can get like over 100 on each one. If you get a multiplayer, if you're on an 8x multiplayer, you can get some big scores on there with it. Mm. But it does in turn make it a real workout. And this is the first time I'm going to take every single song. I'm going to take the headset off, wipe it all down, wipe my face down because I am dripping with sweat.
Yeah,
absolutely. Pouring off me because I am.
So what you're saying is you're hench now. You're just massive.
It does. It really, really does. Like, mate, you have to take it all off because you are sweating.
Yeah.
It's not a nice feeling with that. See, you put it on and just all this sweat just drips out. It's like,
yeah.
It's so horrible.
I was playing it like just to try and beat the trying to not fail the levels on hard mode. That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to just not fail
hard
levels.
Mode.
And because you don't, because it's all about constant, like, in hard mode, it's like the blocks just come at you a lot faster. So you're just trying to cut through quick as you can and get onto the next one. So now I'm doing it, like, with, like, proper motions and stuff like that now, proper giving it, like, full whack, full bean sort of thing. And I'll be honest with you, I'm more frightened now of potentially me swinging and just flinging a controller.
Because yeah. I just see full beans, like all the pork and the beans. Full flap.
I've been more conscious now than having the wrist straps on more than ever because I just like I don't want to fling the controller into the TV or something like that.
Haven't you got multiple dogs? Stuff like that?
But I don't. The dogs downstairs when I'm doing it, so I don't like. They're fine.
Dave stays out of my way. He knows.
There is also now, I think this week, was it this week? I think it was the start of this week, a new
Fallout
pack came
Boy,
out.
Wasn't there?
Fallout
there
Boy big... came out, it did.
I don't know any of their songs.
I know two of them, and I was like, well, that's enough. It was like £7, and I was like, okay, that's fine. That's new songs, because it's just something I needed to get some new songs in there, because when all you're playing is the same, like, dozen songs, because they're the ones you know, it's like just something different is worth it at that point. I'll continue to play Beat Saber and do a bit of a exercise every now and then. But I try to do it 3 days a week maybe. And it's fun. Mm-hmm. It is a very good game. It's fun to be playing. But yes, that is a officially your lot.
Splendid. Well, you've got overtime, you monster. It's disgraceful. No. We need to cut out some of Sheepdog's nonsense from earlier. I'm sure it'll get cleaned up in the edit.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, make sure you follow us on Twitter at MGUK Podcast. You can also follow me at Lelujo.
And I'm at RB6K.
I'm Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pub1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.